Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Yeah, you get 2.5 bands every hour on this show. Someone's 10K. Getting 25 hunch an hour. Every hour, we're on 4 hours a day, 5 days a week until December 7th. 2,500.
Had all my friends yesterday. Like, I text. I'm like, why are you texting me? Leave me alone. Just put the text in.
They texted you? No.
Yeah.
You got to text 777-000. 777s, 000s, once you hear the winning word. And by the way, I'm just going to come right out with it. The winning word is... No, I'm not going to tell you yet. You got to wait till 10 after the hour. 10 after the hour, you get 10 minutes. You can hear for the winning word and... You can win $2,500.
You know what it feel like to win money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoever won yesterday felt good, I bet.
Four different people felt real good. 2,500 reasons to feel good.
It's cash, man. I have no problem giving away people's money.
You know who feels really good this morning, guys?
Yeah, I know who feel really good this morning. The people that won the lottery for that $2
billion. Oh, the $2 billion one?
Yeah, they was California.
Someone finally won it? Super Mega Millions, whatever they call it.
Yeah, $2 billion. They got like...
$2 billion?
Yeah, it was $2 billion.
So you're going to walk...
A buck. They got
No, you're going to walk away about $600, $700.
No, you walk away at least a buck. No,
not if you want it all at once, then you got tax.
No, you take it out over time.
It wasn't too easy. No, it wasn't too even. It was like... 2 and some change.
Oh, okay.
They got 9 and some change.
Oof.
Come on, man. You know I already saw that.
And yeah, but see,
they're from California.
Your chances of winning that are 1 in a billion.
Man,
your chances of winning on here are much better for 2,500. A little quick 2,500.
Think about it. You win $2 billion. Maybe I want to own an NBA. Nope, I'm not
can't
rich
do
enough.
It. Can't
not rich
do
enough. It. $2 billion. No, I can't. Afford it.
I don't want the stress to have to deal with you.
Who's you? What's that mean?
You know how the NBA guys are, right, Max?
How are they?
I'd rather leave my money in the bank and deal with it. I mean, dealing with you coming in talking about you need $200 million max next week and all. No.
Yeah.
You may have to start investing max.
In crypto if you wanted to pay him that kind of money.
Leave FTX alone.
So everyone's about to leave him alone. I think it's left alone. They took too many loans, apparently, that no one knows about.
Goodness.
All right. You know who really is the winner this morning, guys, from last night's game? Not the people who watched it, certainly. I mean, I got to watch it with Key. So I was like, if I could watch a basketball game with Jay or a football game with Key, I'm going to soak up knowledge. I get to win, even if it's a bad game. But if you're just a fan and you watch that game, come on, man. That wasn't good. But who's sitting here pretty today is who else? Tom Brady. Tom Brady is all alone in first place. Reports of his demise. Remember that guy, like... 6 years ago, said he's going to fall off a cliff. You remember that?
Yeah, Max Kellerman.
No, I don't know. Come on, man. Don't bring up old stuff. But my point is...
Max Kellerman.
My point is, the dude is left for dead this year. He's going through the divorce. He loses the weight. He's not playing well. He's throwing interceptions.
He loses the weight.
Well, he actually wasn't throwing interceptions. But they were losing games. They're only 4-5, but they have sole possession of first place. And when you really look at it, Brady, 10 TDs, one pick... 2,500 yards, first place.
Don't even look at it that way. Look at the fact that the Atlanta Falcons had an opportunity. A couple weeks ago, Carolina had an opportunity to take sole possession of first place and move into first place. Then Atlanta has an opportunity. And now all of a sudden you have Tom Brady, as of right now today, if the season ended today, he'd have a home field playoff game. I mean, like, it just... I don't know. He can never lose. This dude is always winning.
He has had the fortune.
Even when you think he's losing, he's winning.
Yeah, he's had the fortune in his career of playing in two divisions without any quarterbacks. Like the AFC East the whole time. A couple times you had a guy there, Key, right? Like he had to play Chad Pennington for a year or two,
they had,
right?
Sanchez when they wrecked
him. Come on, man.
But that wasn't Sanchez. That was more the defense.
In that whole division, there's no quarterbacks.
Trying to think.
You went through a list.
Buffalo. Was them J.P. Losemans and all those type of dudes.
It's the way. Now he finds himself in the South. Marcus Mariota.
But that's not what happened. First he went there, it was Matt Ryan.
Yeah. And then that disappeared.
It was
Jameis. Oh, Drew Brees.
It was Drew Brees. Who was in Carolina?
Darnold.
Cam. When he first got there, right?
Cam.
No, because Cam.
Because
when he got
Cam.
There, Cam went to the Patriots
that
year.
Yeah, it was the
year.
First year.
No, Cam switched to the Patriot. Remember, he took Brady's old spot. Was it Darnold.
Was it Sam?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was
Sam's
Darnold.
Sam's been there 3 years now? Huh, maybe it was. But if it wasn't, he had no quarterback to compete against in Carolina. So he's like just riding pretty. And now, Mariota, P.J. Walker, and Andy Dalton.
It's unreal. It's unreal.
So, by the way, you can't lose this division, right? Like, you can't.
Brady's not allowed to lose the division.
You cannot lose this division. If you lose this division, like, that's a major stain
on the
resume,
right? Remember
when I
put Mariota over Kirk Cousins? I take that back. Did you see what Mariota did last night in the fourth quarter? Was it the fourth quarter? It was the third or the fourth.
When he threw the ball.
He tossed the balls he's getting as he's going down. He tosses the ball without – he has no eyes on the play.
He got sacked.
Just throws it up in the air.
He was getting sacked. And he got twisted around, and he just threw the ball in the air. He got picked, and he threw it in the air at least maybe 30 yards. It's basically a punt. It gets picked, house call, but unfortunately for Carolina, the knee had hit the ground, so they called it back. But what are you doing? You're a professional quarterback.
Maybe not. I don't know.
What are you doing? You know better.
He's a backup, man.
But that, like I told Max, I said, you know, he's scared. When you do that, you're scared. You panicked. There's no reason to do
panic.
That.
That's pure panic.
Straight panic.
Yeah.
Straight panic.
So Kirk Cousins is up to 14 on my list now because I got to knock Mariota off.
Wait, yeah. Mariota was on your list?
You had Mariota ahead of Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, he's athletic. They're winning.
I can't.
Yeah.
See, this all comes back to
He's more athletic. I mean, like, Kirk Cousins is fine, mid-pack, but he's up. He's a high mid-pack now.
But the great thing
I just watched Mariota do what he did.
But the great thing about that game last night, we were watching it. Tom Brady was watching it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were watching it. Now they look up and they see themselves in first place. They'll have a home playoff game if it continues this way. And then he'll be two games away from the Super Bowl. I mean.
But by the way, the next game is at home against Seattle. I mean, that's going to be a grind of a game. It's a grind of a game.
It is. And if he loses, he's still in first place.
Which is, it's like the football gods. Thank you for the gift.
Yeah.
Thank you for the gift that keeps on giving.
That's why I said, when you think it's going bad for him, it's actually going good.
Is he a top 10 quarterback still, Tom Brady? I would say.
You have him top 10?
He's not playing like a top 10 quarterback this year, but I have to put him in the top 10 still.
Yeah, I would say he's a top 10 quarterback.
I couldn't take 10 guys before him with the game on the line.
I could take 10 guys before him with the game not on the line. Mm-hmm. He was going through something. And as a matter of fact, yesterday we talked about this on NFL Live, and he is different. This last game against the Rams, that last drive was Tom Brady.
Right.
And that's what I said. Once they get through whatever it was that he was going through, you know, allegedly.
Time heals all.
It's not alleged anymore.
No. They're getting divorced.
No, I'm saying whatever he was going through. I don't know that the divorce was the reason he was playing bad. But we can assume that was it.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just assume now that that's over with, he looks better.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not like – not predictable. You're like, damn, man, I hope he comes out of this on the other side. Time heals all wounds.
When somebody is sick, mm-hmm. and you give them some medicine and they gradually feel better, all of a sudden they're moving around. You're like, okay, he's starting to get better. Yeah. I think he'll be in tomorrow.
Yep.
That's where Tom is at. He was sick, gave him a little divorce medicine, and then all of a sudden, he looks like he's getting up and moving around pretty good.
100%. So we would agree he's top 10 quarterback, obviously, right? Is Dak Prescott? Because Bart Scott doesn't think Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback. You could be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And we're going to take some of your calls on this. Is Dak Prescott top 10? Is Brady still? Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. Day in college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, at 10 after the hour, every hour until December 7th, we're giving away $2,500. We're giving you the winning word. And so that's in 10 seconds, Jay. In 10 seconds, I will reveal the winning word of the day. 10 seconds or so. If it's 12 seconds, like 10 seconds would be right now. But I could string it along a little bit, Jay, if I want. All right. The winning word is...
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Cliff. The winning word is Cliff.
Cliff.
Are Tom Brady and Dak Prescott top 10 quarterbacks? After Jay has this from FanDuel.
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. It's easy. Just sign up with promo code PLAY. The app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. So sign up today with promo code PLAY for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Click on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio.
Sound like that at all.
We are right there. Click more on the lower right hand corner. Scroll down to Live Radio on the app. We're right there. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. We're talking about Tom Brady. Team's in first place by himself after that debacle last night on Thursday Night Football between the Falcons and Panthers. Falcons could have taken sole possession of first place. They lost. So now Brady has sole possession of first place as usual for most of the seasons in his career. Finds himself in a division with sorry quarterbacks. Except for him. 10 TDs, one interception, 2,500 yards, first place. Okay. So we're giving away $2,500 every single hour of this show until December 7th. We started yesterday. Gave away 10 Gs yesterday. All right? You listen for the winning word, 10 after every hour. Text it to 777-000, 777-000, and you enter for your chance to win $2,500. The winning word of this hour is Cliff. When Jay made that prediction all those years ago that Tom Brady would fall off the cliff, he looks like a fool now.
Yeah, the internet is undefeated for you, Max. You can't get away from that.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that.
Brady was slipping.
He was slipping.
Yeah.
Slipping off the cliff 10 years later, whatever it was, 7 years, whenever you made that stupid statement.
I woke him right up.
And now, all of a sudden, he's climbing back up.
Tom Brady's just about done.
Yeah.
You know, he's climbing back up. He's got a rope.
It wasn't that, though. That's fine. It was when you got on your pedestal, you said, he's a bum.
By the way, do you know the story about that? So it's my first day on First Take. And, like, well, you know, you talk some stuff on First Take. The next day, I was like, you know what? I don't like the way it came out.
Yeah.
So I came back and I said, listen, I should not have said bum. He's going to be okay. It's just like by his standards, blah, blah. I don't like name calling, blah, 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 blah.
Man. Don't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's already
it
out
doesn't
there.
Matter. Stephen A. was mad. He's like, don't apologize. I'm like, no, I'm not saying I disagree. I'm walking back my prediction. I just don't like calling someone a bum.
And then he had a Hall of Fame career.
Since then. He won three Super Bowls.
By the way,
he led the league in yards and touchdowns and pass attempts last year.
Like,
he could have won MVP last year. There was a real case for him.
Yes.
All right. So I'm not the only one who says outrageous things over our airwaves.
Well.
Really? You want to hear Bart Scott?
Yeah.
On Get Up? Check this out.
Is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Jalen Hurts has passed him.
Oh, get out of here. At this moment, you're ready to say
that Jalen Hurts is a better runner, and he's more accurate right now, and he has better weapons on the outside. Jalen Hurts has passed Dak Prescott
and
as far as the ranking as the quarterback.
No injuries.
Dak is going to come back from the thumb or whatever. You're prepared to say it right now, into a season, that at this point, Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Yes.
We're comfortable saying that.
I'm comfortable saying that.
Look.
The numbers show. The numbers don't lie.
Making it seem like Dak like a scrub or something.
No. He's not top 10.
He's not top 10.
No.
Dak Prescott is not one of the top 10 quarterbacks.
He isn't.
The guy who earned his contract in Dallas and who led the league in scoring last year.
I don't care about the money. He's not top 10.
Okay. Greeny gets you leaning into it now.
Is Dak top 10, Key?
Yes, man. Stop.
I agree that he is, but I had him like 12, 13. I think some guys fell off.
Mark Scott also said the Kansas City Chiefs weren't going to make the playoffs, and that wasn't a bold prediction. That's what he thought. Look, Dak Prescott... For whatever it's worth, this football team, with him back in the saddle, they look different than with Cooper Rush.
It's true, and they were good with Cooper Rush.
And they were good with Cooper
Rush. No one this year smacked the Bears except them.
The car looks faster.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the same car. It just looks faster. And this whole, he's not accurate. Like, what are you watching?
Who would you rather have, Dak Prescott or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, that's one.
Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen. I agree, too.
Josh Allen.
Key's going to say, I don't know, but I'm going to say Josh Allen, so is Jay. Let's just take a vote. Key, you know more football than us, but let's just vote to see.
You're not going. I'm going to vote different.
I get it. Yeah. And by the way, I defer to your football knowledge, but just to get it, take the temperature of the room. Let's see what the consensus is. Josh Allen, that's two. What about Jalen Hurts? I would take Jalen Hurts over Dak. I think he's a little better. Little crisper, a little faster. I think he's a little better. I'd rather have Jalen Hurts.
Different styles, though, Max.
Yep.
Dak Prescott can run the football. They just don't do that with him.
Yeah.
He can still do the. Did you not see him at Michigan? I mean, at Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Yeah. He can run the ball. It's just not what they do.
The thing that makes it tough, though, is because Jalen Hurts is having an MVP like year and they're undefeated. So anybody.
You have your choice of two quarterbacks. Who are you taking?
Here's what I would say.
Yeah, three.
Here's what I would say.
Okay.
If Dak Prescott didn't get hurt and ran the whole season, he would probably be in the MVP conversation as well.
Maybe, but.
Because he has been.
Key, you have your choice, Dak or Jalen. Who do you want? You could only choose one. You have a team. You're starting with no one else.
I haven't seen him wear a Dak jersey on TV.
Okay, Joe Burrow or Dak?
No, you just told me that. There you go.
You have to answer.
Skip right over you.
Yes.
Okay, you got to answer, though. We're pressed for time. See?
I'm going to probably take Dak.
Okay. Joe Burrow or Dak? That's easy for me. You know me. I love Joe Burrow. Justin Herbert or Dak?
I'm still taking Dak, man.
I'm not taking Dak out of any of those dudes. I got five, but you have him higher than I do. Jay, I think you're with
me.
I'm
with you.
Yeah, okay.
No, he gonna
Tua Tagovailoa.
Taking Dak, man.
Tua or Dak?
Y'all need to stop with this Dak hate.
I don't know if I'm taking Dak. Tua's stupid accurate. He gets rid of it fast, and he's accurate down the field.
Small sample size, my brother.
And not only small sample size, but small guy.
I might take Dak
because of the size. It's a bunch of guys already.
It's not a bunch of guys.
Tom Brady or Dak?
I'm taking Dak.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
This is the dumbest argument. Like, anybody that talks about, top 10, all this stuff, like, I feel like it's something that we always do in sports. Who gives a damn if a dude's a top 10? If he's holding the Super Bowl trophy, a Lombardi trophy, he's going to be like, all right, whatever, all your top 10 stupid, dumb list.
Jay hates
list.
Top five reasons he hates lists.
That's number one, because it doesn't matter when it's all said and done.
I hate lists, too, but whatever.
I love lists.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't play in any.
Of course not.
I like
you
lists. I like to list these guys, Jay and Key. Let's make a list.
He played hopscotch.
Hopscotch. All right, 888-729-3776. Is Brady still top 10? Is Bart Scott right about Dak? We are going to take your calls.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right. We're ready to play Four Downs, Key.
Yes.
Four Downs is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save.
First down.
Seahawks versus Buccaneers in Munich.
You want me to do the honors?
No,
the
voice. I got it right here.
In Munich.
The spread is Tampa Bay is minus 2.5 or 2.5, if you want to call it. FBI says the Buccaneers are going to win at 83.3% clip. Look, when you look at Tom Brady and you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they certainly are in a position to find themselves in the playoffs again. But the Seattle Seahawks going all the way from Seattle over to Germany, long flight. It's going to be rough and tough, but Geno Smith has been through some stuff this year. Phenomenal quarterback, and I think he is in the top 10 quarterbacks this year. He has to prove that against this defense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Jay, is Tom Brady still a top 10 quarterback right now?
I would give it to him based off legacy, yes. But my thing is, you don't need to be a top 10 quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You need to get hot at the right time.
But right? Usually so like, they're top 10, like very
would
seldom.
Would you say the way Matthew Stafford played last year that he was a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah.
Really?
I'd say top 10, yep.
Well, you would say top 10 now.
No, I would say yes. But like last year, he was like a top. Well, before I had him like 8 or 9, something like that.
Before they made their run to the Super Bowl,
yeah.
He was okay. I don't know if he was top 10.
That was pretty
10.
Good.
Yeah.
But
look, before they made their run, he was probably at the back end of the 10.
Yeah, back end of the top 10. Yeah. Right.
Like that's 10. Maybe
that, and is he top 10 now for you?
No.
So
no.
Why is it? So he wanted to
say
that's
he hurt
that's,
his
that's,
elbow,
that's
and the team has been faltering and the whole thing. All right. Marlon in Rochester. Brady top 10. And by the way, is Bart Scott right about Dak?
Yes, indeed. Bart Scott is definitely right. Dak Prescott is not a top 10 quarterback, and everybody on the Cowboys is overrated. And Tom Brady is a top 3 quarterback. It's not Tom Brady's fault because he don't have the blocking and the dropping balls. And this is my prediction. I still see Tampa Bay coming out of the NFC going to Super Bowl.
And how long have you not liked the Cowboys?
Huh?
How long has it
well,
been?
It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's
hopefully
just my opinion. I don't like him like that, but it's just my opinion.
Who's your team, Rochester? You're making a lot of sense.
Who's your team? Who's your team?
Me? Right now, I like the Dolphins.
Okay.
Marlon and Rochester making a lot of sense.
And then,
Tom Brady isn't getting blocking. Then, they don't have a running game. Guys are dropping passes. He's right about that.
But top three?
Not top three.
Yeah,
no.
I can't do top three.
Not anymore.
I rock with him on Fins Up.
John in Texas, Tom Brady top 10 still?
You better believe it. He has the one necessary ingredient that Dak Prescott does not have.
All right.
Dak Prescott is a stats machine. you can't expect from a human being what the good Lord forgot to put in, and Dak Prescott does not have the clutch gene. You give me Tom Brady all day, every day when it comes to playoff time, you better believe he's my choice. And Dak Prescott is not a top 10 quarterback. You all don't live down here. I'm in Dallas, in Plano.
Guy
chokes. The guy chokes big time. He puts up – and what's Jerry Jones to do? He gave him all this big old contract. He's got a
plan. How long has he been in the league? This is his sixth season. Hey, is this – John in Texas, is this Dak's sixth season or fifth season?
This is his sixth.
Sixth season. He has one playoff.
He's 1-3. He's 1-3. And he has something that the good Lord forgot to put in. He does not have it. He does not have the clutch gene.
The clutch gene. By the way,
and that's a fact.
You hear what John in Texas is saying? Like, as much as I love Justin Herbert, no excuses at a certain point. You've been in the league long enough, you got to win a playoff game. He's in year three. He's got to at least make the playoffs. Dak's in year six, got one playoff.
Well, first of all, Dak Prescott is in year five because he missed a year. So let's start there.
All right.
And he's been through two head coaches.
Then Joe Burrow's in year two.
Yeah, but then
Dak is in year five.
And Joe Burrow may never get back to where he was. He may not even go to the playoffs this year. Stop it.
Something tells me.
Y'all need to stop, man.
Something tells me Joe Burrow's going to be getting lucky a lot.
College basketball, Jay Wright was a choker until he won it. And then he won two. And he's one of the best coaches of all time.
Yeah, because sometimes it takes guys a while to get over choking.
All this stuff,
but some guys at the gate don't choke.
Let's be honest.
Pat, do me a favor, though, while you are on your computer. Find out when Peyton Manning won his first playoff game.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning was a classic choker early in his career.
Exactly.
I just want to know.
By the way, you know who else?
Just want to know.
You know who else? Steph Curry. Peyton and Steph overcame the early career jitters in big moments. Maybe Dak will do the same, but to deny that they exist, that's something else.
You don't choke because you're not choking because you don't win a damn playoff game.
We were talking about the cliff earlier, right?
That's not true.
Jay, we were talking about the cliff.
I think
you're getting sensitive to the word choke, though.
Because you miss a play. So Michael Jordan was missed. He was choking all
Jordan
those
never
years?
Choked.
That was different, though.
He didn't have
any pieces around him.
I can't with you guys.
Jay?
He didn't have any pieces around him.
I just can't.
This
is what drives me crazy.
I can't really compare Michael Jordan to Dak Prescott.
I'm not comparing Michael Jordan to Dak Prescott. I am comparing the situation by saying choke. Does it mean that he choked because he lost the playoffs early on in his career?
No, I just think people had higher expectations
oh, God,
for Dak.
We had higher expectations for MJ, too.
I'm on your side.
No, you're
not. Stop yelling at me.
The difference is MJ had nothing early, and Dak has plenty. Dak is completely different.
Stop. He just got plenty this year.
He's had plenty.
No, he hasn't.
What do you know about football? I've played Madden. All right. Second down, Key.
Look.
Second down.
All right. Here we go. Second down. What
Vikings
is it?
At Bills.
So this is the Vikings moving to Buffalo. The over-under is 43.5. The Bills at 79.3% chance of winning. Now,
really?
I don't know if that means.
Case Keenum?
I don't know if that means that this is before Josh Allen.
No, that's updated.
This has
to be updated.
Okay, well, I think they think home, on the road, dome team, going into potentially cold weather.
Case
that
had
sort of
success
situation.
With Stephon Diggs back
then.
Max,
I said people don't believe in the Vikings, I'm telling you. People do not believe in the Vikings with those numbers.
Different team, different situation. The money line, Minnesota plus 152, Buffalo plus 180. When you look at this football team, the Buffalo Bills certainly need Josh Allen in the lineup, I think, to pull this one off because he is their running game. He is their passing game. This is a different team without him in the lineup. The defense certainly is solid and sound, but this is not a championship defense. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about the Baltimore Ravens of Ray Lewis, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Simeon Rice and Derrick Brooks and company, the Seattle defenses Bobby Wagner and company, the Pittsburgh defenses. This is a little bit different. They need that help for them to be able to advance.
The defense can be a defense on a championship team, but it's not going to be the reason you win the championship.
And that is correct.
Yeah.
And that's why they need him.
All right. Jay, you brought up people don't believe in the Vikings. Is that because they don't believe in Kirk Cousins? And if so, do you believe in Kirk Cousins?
So I've been saying it from the beginning of the season that I thought they were going to win the division. You guys did not, but I did.
No, I didn't.
I
still don't think. No, I said I didn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And I still don't believe it.
Yeah, me neither. I believe it when I see it.
Here's my thing, man. You got to win this game. Like, you got to go on the road and win this game.
Man.
You cannot lose this game.
No, there's a lot of downside.
If you lose this game with Case Keenum
under
center, then everybody's going to see. I told you that their record was, it was like nobody really believed it.
That's right. And this is one of your teams.
One of my teams.
That's right?
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah. So are you nervous?
You're damn right you're nervous.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you talking about? Everything's on the line here.
All right. Time for third down.
Third down.
Pat, third down, Pat.
Browns at Dolphins.
There we go.
The Cleveland Browns is third down. The Cleveland Browns are taking on the Miami Dolphins down in Jay's neck of the woods, the
Fins
Miami
up.
Dolphins. The over-under is 48.5. The Miami Dolphins, said, FPI says 59.6 chance of winning. Here's what I would say. The Miami Dolphins defense could get them in trouble in this particular game. They've struggled to stop the run. And when you look at what Cleveland is coming into it with, they're coming into it with Chubb and Hunt. And if he can do some of the things, Kareem Hunt, some of the same things that he's been able to do mixed in there with a little bit of Chubb, I think that the Cleveland Browns could potentially have a little bit of an upset. Although, when you talk about the offensive side of the ball for the Miami Dolphins, and Jay's best friend now, all of a sudden, his homeboy in Tua.
Yep.
And yeah, what?
I claimed
he
it.
Agreed
yes.
with you.
All right.
Him and, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill and Jalen
Waddle.
Right.
All my peeps. Let's get it.
They could unleash on the Cleveland Browns defense, especially if Myles Garrett can't harass Tua for some reason. They've got to protect him. No, but I pick Miami to win this
Switching
game.
Switching up on you now, Max. I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Tyreek Hill and Tua, they a top three duo in the NFL?
Top three. I don't think there's any way around that right now, right?
They like, the best duo?
That's a great question. Are they the best duo? I think...
You got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Patrick Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown.
I'd say Mahomes and Kelce is probably one for me. That's the thing I would base my team around if I could base it around anything. Two, they might be two. I'm trying to think of who else could be two. Hurts and A.J. Brown, right? Who else is even in the conversation? Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
I mean, Tua and
Keenan Allen could stay healthy, right?
Tua and them two down there are probably right now.
One or two.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. because they're so explosive. And if they get the ball, they get the ball in their hands because Tua is so precise right now. They're able to get the yak yards and do certain things.
Key.
And then when you look at Seattle, Metcalf and Lockett is pretty damn good themselves.
Yeah, you're not lying.
They were in the top three, whatever.
Here's one thing I want to say. Watching the Dolphins this year, it's not just that Tua's getting the ball out quick and they're getting yak yards out of Tyreek. Tua is throwing the ball down the field quick completing passes down the field accurately to Tyreek.
He's getting the football out of his hands the fourth fastest in the NFL.
What's the average yards per attempt?
I don't know.
I'll bet you it's way up there. I don't know offhand. I'll bet you it's way up there because he's tossing it down the field. All right. Pat, what you got?
Fourth down.
Cowboys at Packers.
This game's interesting. Fourth down. Cowboys at Packers Sunday at 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. The over-under is 43 on this one. The spread is Dallas -5. The FPI Cowboys at a 69.3% clip. The Cowboys are 2-0. With a 36-point per game with Dak Prescott's return, they're averaging 36 points with him in the lineup. That's just saying since he's come back off that thumb injury. So those people,
averaging, but that's one game. It's not an average. Just one game.
It's fine. Leave him alone. It's not
one game. It's
two.
You know, is it?
Quiet.
Hold on, the Bears.
It's 2-0. He's 2-0 since he came back off injury.
Two games, okay.
Y'all, why y'all hating on Dak, man?
I don't know.
Nobody's hating on Dak.
I don't know. Bart Scott says he's top 10.
He goes up against a quarterback that's having all sorts of problems in Aaron Rodgers. And can Rodgers somehow figure out how to get the Green Bay Packers out of a slump with a slumping defense, a sluggish offense, and a coach that's coming to town that they fired? What will this be like?
This is another must win. We talk about this with the Vikings. Like, this is a must-win for the Cowboys.
But you don't like Dak Prescott.
I love
Dak. No, you don't, Yates.
No, Max is questioning my Giants fandom because I'm a fan of Dak Prescott.
That's true.
Can you back me up on the flip-flopper here on Dak Prescott?
No, don't try to do that, man.
Can you please do that?
Yates? How many teams do I have now because I'm a fan of Dak Prescott?
I mean,
he's not a Cowboys fan.
How many bets you got?
Well, that's it. There we're talking.
He a flip-flopper on Dak Prescott.
What's the spread for this game, Yates? You know what the spread is?
Yeah.
It's one that I might take.
The spread on the game?
Yeah.
The spread on the game is -5, Dallas.
Hey, Xavier in Phoenix, is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback? Bart Scott says no.
Hey, man, number one, fellas, good morning.
Morning.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans.
Yeah,
happy Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service to all the veterans.
Yes, sir. Number one, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, since 1976. Dak isn't a top 10 quarterback. Listen here, Key. Dak would be top 10 if he could stay healthy, number one. Number two, he hasn't done enough in the big games to rate being
give
in the 10 top
names
10.
Ahead of Dak.
You let the guy talk.
Well, give him, I want to hear 10 names. I hear his points, but he's not healthy and he hasn't been clutch enough. Give me 10 quarterbacks better than Dak. I don't think you can name 10. I think you can name 6 or 7.
Man, come on. Come on. Your favorite top 7 is right off the bat. And then, believe it or not, I would put Kirk Cousins in front of him just because Kirk Cousins stays healthier, number one. You know, Jalen Hurts, you know, who else? There's at least 10 guys that are better than Dak right now.
Okay, so
just by being healthy.
All right, healthy and clutch. Got it. Dak's not healthy or clutch enough.
So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Both of y'all.
Yeah.
What's staying healthy?
Not missing a lot of games every year.
The dude missed 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Because his damn ankle was hanging off.
He was very healthy until then.
Yes.
But then he missed a big chunk of this year.
He missed 1 year.
Yep.
And then he hurt his hand. I think it was on either another hand or a helmet.
It was another hand.
It was a hand. Yeah. Okay. But staying healthy is play 1 week, miss 3 weeks, play 2 weeks, miss 4 weeks.
It's fair to say that Dak was very durable until the last couple of years, and he's been injury prone since then.
I can't.
By the way, you know how he shuts down all this argument?
Rob Ninkovich.
Win the championship, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go win this year.
You're on a loaded team. ESPN NFL analyst Rob Ninkovich joins us now. This is a guy who knows something about winning two Super Bowls.
Anthony Davis needs to stay healthy.
Hey, Nick. Bart Scott says that Dak is not a top 10 quarterback right now. I think he's in the top 10, maybe the back half of the top 10. And then we were asking, is Tom Brady still a top 10 quarterback? Nico, he's in first place all by himself. He's got 10 touchdowns, one interception, Brady, with 2,500 yards. Is Brady still top 10? Is Dak?
Yeah, I think they're both still top 10. We could clear this up right now. Why don't we clear this up? Why don't we do like a four-person draft order? We'll just go through and we'll see what the top 10 is.
Give it to him. Let's go.
So, okay, so Key, you're the first round. You got the first pick. Who are you picking number one?
First pick again, damn it.
I'm just going with Key, J. Will, and Max. Like, we're just going in that order.
Key was the first pick overall, and Jay was the second, so it makes sense.
Who am I taking?
Who are you taking right now, number one pick, if you were drafting? We're going through just a draft order quarterback.
This is an easy one, man.
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Of course. Mahomes.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, J. Will, what you got?
I'm going Josh Allen, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Allen. What do you got, Max?
Joe Burrow.
Burrow. Okay.
Key.
No, I'm a draft pick right now.
Yeah, he's taking Justin Herbert.
No, I'm going
Lamar.
No, I'm going Lamar.
Lamar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's four.
Yep.
All right, Key, you're up again.
Rob might be a genius. Go ahead, Key.
I'm taking Dak Prescott.
Oh, you're going Prescott here.
Yeah. We got to do this without Key.
Okay.
So he's going.
He's going to stick him in as soon as he can.
So he's top five.
I
wouldn't even think for a second. If I were Key at five, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. Man.
Hold on.
Come on.
Can the three of us play this and leave Key out of it to see?
Okay, Jay, what you got?
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. Man.
Okay, so like, Rodgers is five.
Taking Aaron Rodgers with all the issues and the
he's had one these kids. So you want to know who I got? Hold on.
Is it my turn or yours, Nico?
It's Max. What you got?
Justin Herbert.
Herbert. Okay.
What are we up to?
That's now not Dak now. Now it's me.
Seven.
No, Dak is already gone. He's
no,
five.
No. I'm saying do it without Key.
Oh, do it without Key.
Because you're going to make sure he's in the top 10 because you think he's top 10.
All right, I'm going.
He just said he's top 10.
Listen to Nick.
I'm going Brady.
You got Brady.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
So is Dak still on the board or not?
That's eight.
Okay,
we're at eight.
It's my turn now.
Key, where you at? Yeah.
I'm taking Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts, my bad.
Hurts. Yeah, Hurts.
My bad.
Hold on. Jalen Hurts was on there too long, I think.
He was on there way too long.
Another one for you. I hate to say it.
Jay Will. He might be off the board.
I mean, are we accepting Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
I got Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so right now we got Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Dak, Rodgers, Herbert, Brady, Hurts, and Watson.
Could we do that again without Key just to see where Dak would
Why?
Fall?
That's top 10.
Because you love Dak.
That's top 10.
I don't love him. I just know what I'm looking at the position.
Minko, where would you have taken Dak if he was available
not
with the
five.
Fifth pick?
Heck not no, not
okay,
at five.
Okay, me neither.
No.
Would you have taken him? Can we please just do it again quick without Key to see where the rest of us have
All
Dak?
Right, let's go. Just me, you, and Minko.
All right, let's go. Who's first? Jay Will, you're up.
I am. I got Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Mahomes.
So what overall?
Okay. Max.
Josh Allen.
Allen.
Well,
okay.
I would take Burrow, but go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going. My pick would be – I like Lamar. That's my pick.
Yeah.
Lamar. Okay. What we got? Jay Will, you're up again.
I'll go higher with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Rodgers. Okay, what do you got, Max?
Burrow.
Okay, Burrow. Okay, I'm going – and then I know this – I'm going Hurts for mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jay Will, you're back.
Legacy, just Brady.
Brady, that's it.
Hold on, is Justin Herbert still there?
Yes, he is.
Justin Herbert.
Okay, so we got, and then I'm going to go, I got to go, Max, did you take, no, you didn't take, I took Brady, you took Burrow, so I'm going Brady on this one.
I went Brady.
Oh, you went Brady,
went
okay.
Brady.
I'm getting
Max
confused with my other list.
That's okay.
So what's not,
Watson.
I'm going Watson.
Watson.
I'm going Watson. I'm going Watson.
And I'll probably
– No, I'm up
okay,
next.
Okay, good.
Okay. Jay, you're up.
Dak. See, I think Key, if you take Key's obvious bias toward Dak out of it, he's a top 10, but on the back end of the
That's
top
10.
Squeezes
taking,
in.
I'm not
That's
taking
10.
Tom Brady at 100 years old, man.
So,
I'm not doing that.
So listen to the two lists. They're kind of similar except for Key.
Key swung hard at
yeah,
five.
He's trying to prove a point. He's trying to prove a point.
Last year, he had Derek Carr in the top four.
But here's what I'm going to say, Neek. I like what I see from Dak Prescott. I'm not this, he's a cowboy. Oh, my God. He gets graded down because he's a Dallas Cowboy.
Nink.
He's been in the league 5 years. He's only won one playoff game.
Big,
I'm not
going to
do
fast.
That.
Got Nink, an arm.
You know who we forgot? I can't believe who – disrespect Tua.
Oh,
nobody.
Yeah, but I would because of –
Sample size too small for you?
Sample too small.
Yeah.
And
okay, I take that.
Why you didn't take him?
He's one hit away from
– I forgot.
That's the thing, Nick.
One hit away. All you've been talking about is Tua for the last 2 months. How are you going to forget?
But, Nick, if not for that, I'm taking Tua over Dak.
Size.
But because of what you just brought up, I'll take Dak over Tua.
Yeah, one hit away. No franchise. We're talking franchise, people. We're talking long term. I don't know. Tua, I need a little bit more.
Max, I'm going to take Jimmy G.
No, Jimmy G's not there.
All he does is win. That's
Jimmy G is he's like Kirk Cousins, top 15, only he wins. He's Kirk Cousins, but he wins.
I can't believe that y'all think I reached for – I just can't
he
believe it.
You had Derek Carr like 5 or 6 last
you
year.
Took,
I did
you
not.
Took
I
Dak
said
Prescott
Derek
before
Carr,
you took Jalen Hurts.
Derek Carr was a top 10 quarterback
yeah,
last
maybe,
year.
Yeah, maybe bottom end of the top
he
10.
Was
maybe,
good.
Key.
Maybe more like
he's,
12.
He's not good right now.
Key, you're going Dak over Hurts?
Yeah, because you know why? Because of the same reason
with Tua. Sample
it's
size,
a
small sample
size, and it'll – iron itself out when they play each other in a couple weeks. It'll iron itself out.
He took him over Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, we're not, you know, honorable mention,
yeah.
Geno Smith right now.
Yes.
Balling.
Nico, that was genius. Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst.
You're now hired as a producer.
Is Dak Prescott a top 10 quarterback? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-376. Keyshawn, J. Willemax, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.